colonists would have to divert large numbers of troops to protect the islands they had captured. America, having licked its wounds, was now slowly starting to fight successfully, even in the Japanese-occupied Philippines. On 1 October 1942, a reserve lieutenant colonel named Wendell W. Fertig, who could not bring himself to obey Wainwright's order to surrender, pinned homemade stars to his collar points and nailed a proclamation to a tree announcing that Brigadier General Fertig was assuming command of U.S. forces in the Philippines. Large numbers of similarly minded Americans and Filipinos quickly joined him. On the other side of the world, in the early fall of 1942, the German army was locked in an enormous battle with the Soviet Union at Stalingrad, and the English were fighting the Afrika Korps under General Erwin Rommel, who threatened to overrun Egypt and with it the critically needed Suez Canal. The American contribution to that part of the war initially was trying to supply its allies, especially the Soviet Union, which could not win at Stalingrad without a massive infusion of American supplies. Everything from aircraft, tanks, and ammunition to food. The German Navy fought this effort by intercepting the supply convoys with Hunter packs of submarines. They operated in the North Atlantic near Europe, in the North Atlantic off the coast of the